This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Talk Live. You can call in and you can talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the airwaves. We just finished talking about veterans' opinions on the conflicts that have gone on for the last 20 years, and certainly your thoughts are welcome. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. That's one thing that Free Talk Live does differently than other radio programs, is if you have an opinion on something we talked about last hour, last week, or last year, or anything.
Or just got your own opinion.
Just have your own opinion. You're welcome to call in on it, and, you know, do it that way, because, you know, it's Free Talk Live. Let's go to the phones, though. We've got Tom in Hudson. That's Hudson, New Hampshire, calling in. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
And it's about the presidential primaries. And I'm thinking that the best advice for the Democrats, the one thing they need to do, if they hate Trump, then they should switch to independent, or I mean, should undeclared, no party affiliation now, while they still can, because there's going to be a deadline coming up. Switch to no party affiliation or to Republican, so that in the Republican presidential primary, then they can vote for William Weld. Because most Republicans, at first, they started trying to distance themselves from Donald Trump, because he's a crazy madman and a bigot and a racist and everything else. But then they saw how many sickos there are out there who support his message, and so they stayed, you know, party loyalty preempts principle for most of them. But William Weld was, meanwhile, running as the Libertarian candidate for vice president. So he wasn't doing that. And so if they defeat Trump in the primary, then they got him. They don't have to defeat him in the general election, and they don't have to worry about who's going to win the Democratic nomination, because it's guaranteed that one of the Democrats is going to win the Democratic nomination and is going to pick another Democrat for a running mate.
I am I'm supportive of minor parties as anyone out there, but even I can't look at the William Weld campaign and think that it has much of a chance of doing anything. I mean, you know, it seems like if you give money to this campaign, you're just throwing it down a hole, aren't you?
Do all that if you give money to it, but if you vote, see, which is worse, wasting your vote on somebody who winds up not winning the nomination? If you vote, if they switch to Republican and vote for him, then that's trying to stop Donald Trump. That's all they're trying to do, is stop Donald Trump. So they
I can't see any of the Americans who receive farm subsidies, you know, giving a crap about William Weld at all. But I can tell you, they're really pro-Trump. You know, I worked with a lot of those guys.
Yeah, there's fewer and fewer people getting farm subsidies these days, because there's fewer and fewer farmers, though.
Well, they employ a lot. They got a lot of employees in a lot of those businesses. Okay. Well, you know, some of these farms, I mean, when you're farming 3,000-4,000 acres, it takes a lot of manpower. And all these little rural American towns, which are obviously because of the college, or the electorate,
they're electoral
college.
What?
It's got just as much power as the people in the cities.
I thought you said it takes a lot of manpower.
Yes.
That's politically incorrect, because you can women can work on farms. How dare you say something politically incorrect? Goodbye now.
Well, a woman is a man with a womb. You know, the word person is what I don't like to say, because a person means corporation, trust, or legal entity. You know, men and women are not always persons, but some of them do impersonate persons.
There you go. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know what necessarily I think about Tom's idea, but, you know, there you go. That's his idea, and that's what Free Talk Live is, a place for you to share ideas. So, going from that to this article, it's about the marshmallow test, and this is from getpocket.com. why rich kids are so good at the marshmallow test. Jay, let me tell you about the marshmallow test here real quick.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, so I don't know that I've...
I like marshmallows.
I've seen this on TV. Basically, the idea is you take a kid, you put a little bowl of candy or marshmallows in front of them. So marshmallows is what they started with. And said, you can have one marshmallow now. Or if you can wait 15 minutes, then you can have two. And more or less what the idea was is to see how they do with delayed gratification.
I wonder how many kids just grab a handful and just eat them.
Right, they're right there. Why not have all of them?
For it?
But there's precedence to this. Like you go into the bank or you go into somebody's office and there's candy mm-hmm. in a jar. The expectation is that you will take a piece. Maybe if you finish your piece that you might have another. But it wouldn't be considerate if you took the bowl, dumped it into your bag, and then put the bowl back out, right? So, even though, well,
I know
it's free, right?
I grew up with kids that absolutely would have done that.
So, anyway, this says, the marshmallow test is one of the most famous pieces of social science research. Put a marshmallow in front of a child. Tell her, I guess, that she can have a second one if she can go 15 minutes without eating the first one and then leave the room. Whether she's patient enough to double her payment is supposed to be indicative of a willpower that will pay dividends down the line. At school and eventually at work, passing the test is to many a promising signal of future success. And that's how I heard it, and it made perfectly good sense to me when I heard about the marshmallow test. But there's a new study that has cast the whole concept into doubt. And we'll go on with that. But first I want to go to the phones. We've got Jay calling in from California. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live.
You're that dumb kid in class who thinks he's smart.
There we go. That is not Jay. That is a man who has been banned from the airwaves. So whatever. Let's see. The new study has cast the whole concept into doubt. The researchers at NYU's Tyler Watson, UC Irvine's Greg Duncan, and Hoanan Kwan restaged the classic marshmallow test, which was developed by the Stanford psychologist Walter Mitchell in the 1960s. Mitchell and his colleagues administered the test and then tracked how children went into to fare on in life later. They described the results in a 1990 study, which suggested the delay gratification had huge benefits, including such measures as standardized test scores. Watson and his colleagues were skeptical of that finding. The original results were based on studies that included fewer than 90 children. Seems like you should have more than that. All enrolled in a preschool on Stanford's campus in restaging the experiment. Watson and his colleagues thus adjusted the experimental design in important ways. The researchers used a sample that was much larger, more than 900 children, and also more representative of the general populations in terms of race, ethnicity, and parents' education. The researchers also, analyzing the test results, controlled for certain factors, such as the income of the child's household, and that might explain the child's ability to delay gratification and their long-term success. And this is kind of interesting. So would we sort of culturally, if you split things along demographic lines, I don't like to split anything by groups, personally.
I mean, the preschool at Stanford, not anybody can just drop their kid off and go to work, right? That's probably for moms who are studying at Stanford, I would understand.
But I would, you certainly, any geographic area is probably not going to be controlled for income and not going to be controlled for race and not going to be controlled for all these things. So,
and another thing, too, is preschool is expensive.
Yeah.
If you're living on welfare and just hanging out at home, you're not getting a preschool voucher because you're not working. You get to take care of your own kids or, just keep on changing the channel for them or refreshing the YouTube. that's the way most of them do it today.
That's the truth. So ultimately, the new studies finds limited support for the idea that being able to delay gratification leads to better outcomes. Instead, it suggests that the capacity to hold out for a second marshmallow is shaped in a large part by a child's social and economic background. And in turn, that background, not the ability to delay gratification, is what's behind the kid's long-term success. So, this remember, I've grown up in a world where the marshmallow test was considered science. So I've got a bias. That bias is I believe that delayed gratification works. I believe that if you can take, with a little bit of information and delayed gratification, that you can do pretty well in life. Free Talk Live. I'm crazy about My Magic Mud. This is the most important oral care product created this millennium, and I'm not kidding. We all have different opinions on politics and issues, but we all have mouths. And I want yours to be as clean as possible, with teeth as bright as they were meant to be. I will never be without My Magic Mud. It's a little surprising, but man, does it work. If you only listen to one thing I say ever, go to MyMagicMud.com and get 20% off with code FTL. MyMagicMud.com, code FTL.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You're welcome to call in and talk about whatever's on your mind, or you can wait for the last half hour, like everybody does.
I don't know why people do that.
Every day. I don't either.
Then they get mad, they get cut off.
Right. How come I don't get enough time? Well, because you wait till the last half hour. Yeah. Anyway, the number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. We're talking about the marshmallow test. If you don't know what it is, I'll explain it to you here in a second. But you can also call in by using the Discord lines. If you go to discord.freetalklive.com, discord.freetalklive.com, you will be able to download an app. And that app will allow you to call in on your cell phone and sound significantly better. You'll just sound a lot better. You'll also be able to participate in the chat room with all the wonderful folks that are in the chat right now. All our good trolls that are in there. Oh, by the way, they're asking about where Angie is. Angie has had an illness in the family, and she is unable to come right now, but she will be, you know, she'll be back. Right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, she will be back in 2 weeks because she has something else planned for next week.
Yeah, I don't know what the specifics
are. I'm going to try to bring in a special guest that day, but I haven't got a confirmation yet.
We'll see how that goes. I want to tell you about LibertyStickers.com. If you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker. Just think, if you drive a lot, you'll certainly reach even more. And you know that people love to read them. You can check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages over at LibertyStickers.com.
They are great stickers. I just went on their website. Make Orwellian fiction again.
That's a good one. LibertyStickers.com. Going on with this article from GetPocket.com regarding the marshmallow test, which is basically a kid being put in front of a marshmallow and said, you can have one marshmallow now, or you can eat this marshmallow, or you can wait 15 minutes and get a second marshmallow. And the idea is to see which kids have delayed gratification and which ones don't. What the claim is that now that we're doing the science again, they're controlling for things like race and income and background and all just kind of stuff, and that maybe it means different things, like rich people are better at teaching their kids about delayed gratification, and rich people are better at their kids doing well. Their kids tend to do better, so maybe it's just that. And I don't know, but I can tell you that, you know, I certainly have a bias towards delayed gratification. But I was just listening to a podcast today that was talking about the benefits, the real cost of a car. And the suggestion was, over the course of 45 years, two different things were done. One was, just made an experiment, right? One, you spend $300 a month every month on a car. And I'd say that's pretty conservative as to what America tends to spend on a car. Would you, Jay? This is just like car payment, by the way.
I mean, you can actually go lease a small car. I know somebody's leasing right now, like, a brand new car for like $99 a month. It's
But I'll bet you that their mileage is really low, and they're liable to have to pay extra when they bring it back.
Yeah, I think they're allowed like 7,500 miles a year or something. Yeah, it was definitely like they drive, you know, the other significant other's car when they're going to go somewhere far away.
Yep.
But they just, the one particular guy likes to have a shiny car.
Yep. And you can find those things, but there's a lot of people that spend more than $300 a month car payment. So if you just take straight $300 a month for 45 years, you know, then we know what that costs, right? We live that way. The second option was to buy a new car every 15 years. And then pay it off over the course of 5 years, and then take that remainder of that payment, that $300, and throw it into a money market thing matching it was a Vanguard matching fund for the S&P at 8%, was the claim. So just increased it at 8%. And they said that at the end of that time period, when you retire or whatever, you'd have $750,000. This was just the car cost. This isn't talking about saving any money otherwise.
There's very few Americanized people that will drive the same car for 15 years.
Right. I can't say I'm good at that. I like to have a new, different car all the time. I just like it. I want every 2 years, I want a new car. Now, that doesn't mean I get one.
Yeah, I'm the total opposite.
See,
I really hate payments.
Yes.
And I like buying something that every car I've owned, I have bought a couple brand new ones when I was in the hay business and really needing to have a new reliable truck, and I realized after I did that a few times that was a waste of money for what I do, because I could buy a truck that was just reliable, a few years old for half the money. But now that, like, I got a couple of pickup trucks, and they're basically trucks that people hated, and I got them from, you know, a very, very minimal amount, and they've been good to me.
Yeah, if you can...
But I can fix them.
Right. If you can keep your costs down on a car, you certainly, you know, this is... It required two things for this sort of system to work. One was keeping your costs down on a vehicle. I've always been pretty good at that. The most expensive car that's ever been mine is the one I currently have. It's a Honda Civic. And I got it in 2018 at a 2016... it was a 2016 and I bought it in 2018. And
it's a demo car, right?
Yeah, it was already really cheap. It was already cheap. So, you know, that was a big, huge splurge for me. And you're talking about $20,000 for a car. This is sort of normal for many people, you know, like getting out of high school. They're taking on this kind of debt. I didn't do that until I was 47.
Oh, I have some buddies that, they've literally financed cars right out of high school. And then, you know, a couple of years later, hey, can I park my car up at your farm? Because the repo guy's looking for it, you know?
Right.
I mean, I got that call a lot.
So, anyway, the marshmallow test isn't the only experimental study that has recently failed to hold up under closer scrutiny. Some scholars and journalists have gone so far as to suggest that psychology is in the midst of a replication crisis. In the case of this new study, specifically, the failure to confirm old assumptions pointed to an important truth, that circumstances matter more than shaping children's lives than Michael and his colleagues seem to appreciate. This is Mitchell, Mitchell and his colleagues seem to appreciate. This is the scientist that they're referring to in the from the 60s. This new paper found that among kids whose mothers had a college degree, those who waited for a second marshmallow did no better in the long run in terms of standardized test scores and mothers' reports of their children's behavior than those who dug right in. So let's get that right.
Standardized test reports. I have no faith in that. I mean, does any real world the standardized test reports are just so some, you know, company can just charge a school district a ridiculous amount of money, you know, like just MCAS and all that stuff and just, you know, and then give back to the political, you know, and donate a lot to the teachers union or something. I mean,
yeah, I don't know what, you know, maybe delayed gratification. If you're talking about an 8-year-old or something, right? And delayed gratification, maybe that'll is indicative of something. Maybe it's not, because I know a lot of kids. I've known kids that were good savers when they were kids, and they've grown up to be bad savers.
And I also know brothers, siblings in the same family who I am almost positive. I'd love to try this with a couple of them. That one sibling would definitely take the marshmallow, and the other sibling would just chill out.
Mm-hmm.
The other sibling might say, hey, if I wait a half an hour, can I have four?
Yeah, right.
I mean, that's what I'm thinking I'm going to hear from one of them.
Indeed. The number, 855-450-FREE. Did you believe this? Does it matter to you? What are your thoughts? 855-450-FREE, as in freedom, here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
For the first time since the start of the Great Recession in 2008, the Fed Reserve is cutting the federal interest rate by a quarter of a point in an effort to help stimulate growth and stave off a possible economic slowdown. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says this would be the first round of a limited number of possible rate cuts.
All of these objectives will support achievement of our overarching goal to sustain the expansion with a strong job market and inflation close to our objective.
And Wall Street's reaction to the Fed's announcement, the Dow lost 334 points. the son of terrorist leader Osama bin Laden, is reportedly dead. U.S. officials say they have intelligence that Hamza bin Laden is dead, though the officials haven't said where or when he died. Hamza bin Laden was thought to be the possible successor to lead al-Qaeda after Osama bin Laden was killed in 2011 by a U.S. Navy SEAL. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Jay.
And Jay. Here on Free Talk Live, if it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, we're on the air and you can call in. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. Do you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty? Freedomsphoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. It's freedomsphoenix.com. I get their daily dispatch. I actually get it twice a day, and I'm very happy I do. It's the foundation of my show prep for this show. Freedomsphoenix.com.
Yeah, I looked at it actually yesterday for a little while. I was sitting in a waiting room, and you know, about one third of the, like every third article on was something about Epstein, something about Epstein.
Epstein's going to be in an interesting situation.
Pretty interesting that Trump, several years ago, had actually banned him from all of his properties.
Really?
And I had read a little blurb about that. I can't remember if it was 2014 or 2009, but those were, for some reason, the dates that are in my head. But yeah, he banned him, and Trump's like, you know, never liked the guy. And then
he says he's a great guy.
That's the only quote they have. They're trying to find a way to, you know, the mainstream media that hates Trump wants to find, you know, a video of, you know, Epstein and Trump and a couple little girls. That's what they're looking for.
Sure.
Something that they can, you know, push towards that. But yet,
while hiding all the Bill Clinton ones.
And Bill Clinton's been on that plane 26 or 27 or 28 times, is the reports I've heard. And now they're subpoenaing it. If you listen to the LRN feed, you'll hear on the in the commercials, the guys, I forget who they are down in Texas that do some of the things on the LRN, like the report, they're talking about that the pilots are all going to be subpoenaed, all Epstein's pilots, because it's like...
They would likely know.
The records say Bill Clinton and two unknown women.
Yeah.
This guy and three unknown women.
Right.
But those pilots, I guess, are somehow like, you know,
responsible.
It's like an FCC regular, FFA or whatever regulation that they need to write down who's on board. You know, like that manifest is very important. I mean, obviously, I mean, yeah, the plane goes down and, you know, you want to know
who's there.
You got to notify people.
Yeah, well, that's interesting.
There's a lot of unidentified young women. And then there, so these guys were also brought forward, and there's been a whole bunch of cases, civil cases against Epstein, where these pilots were brought in as witnesses in civil cases that were either settled out of court. I don't know if there was any actual judgments against him, but he's paid out $130 million or something. It's crazy numbers with this stuff.
Yeah, I'm very curious as to how he got brought up, because he's got so many powerful people that really don't want him to be arrested, and power makes a difference.
I got a Trumpster friend that was telling me the other day, and he's probably listening, that, yep, Trump, this is why Trump became president, because he realized that Jeffrey Epstein was a creep. And, oh, another thing I had read on one of the Freedom Phoenix dispatches is that there was an article how Trump was provided actual support back when, a few years ago, when he, you know, 6-7 years ago, he was had a plea bargain with the feds down there in Miami and went to a cushy prison for one night a week or something.
Epstein.
And Trump actually provided support for the prosecution, actually literally gave him a couple of his own attorneys to help investigate and helped with investigation. And because Trump was really upset about some conduct with Epstein and one of his employees in one of his casinos or hotels or something, and banned him. And so my Trumpster buddy was all like, oh, well, Trump needed to wait till he become president till he could do something about this. And he had to gather evidence and he had to build a cabinet.
So Epstein has been brought up on charges because of Trump. Interesting.
Well, because Trump wants to put pedophiles away and nobody else would do it, according to a Trump worshipper.
We'll see. I don't know. I think it's all very interesting. But I want to finish this article from GetPocket.com that's on the marshmallow test, talking about sort of the tests that have been done that we all sort of grew up with, believing that, say, for instance, if a kid can delay eating a marshmallow for 15 minutes in order to get two marshmallows, that kid is more likely to be a success than not.
So what do you do with that kid versus a kid that just eats the marshmallow?
I don't say you do anything with them, but the paper here recently, the new paper, says that among kids whose mothers had a college degree, so the mothers had a college degree, those who waited for a second marshmallow did know better in the long run than those in terms of standardized tests at school and the mother's reports of the child's behavior. So this isn't taking a long look at the kids, where there's the 1990 report took a longer view. And maybe that's the case. I don't know. Similarly, among kids whose mothers did not have college degrees, those who waited did know better than those who gave in to temptation, once other factors like household income and the child's home environment at age 3, evaluated according to a standard research measure that notes, for instance, the number of books that researchers observed in the home and how responsive mothers were to their children in the researchers' presence, were taken into account. For those kids, self-control alone couldn't overcome economic and social disadvantages. The failed replication of the marshmallow test does more than just debunk the earlier notion. It suggests that other possible explanations for why poor kids would be less motivated to wait for that second marshmallow. For them, daily life holds fewer guarantees. There might be food in the pantry today. Oh, I hate this stuff. Where in America are people starving? I suppose that, yes, there are kids that don't have control over their acquisition of food, and whether they call this food insecurity or something like that, but, adults that can't get food, amazing to me. Now,
yeah,
I mean,
they pass out food stamps, like, you know, you just go ask for them and just give them to you. You don't even have to really provide any reason or whatever. They'll give you emergency food stamps. And also, there's so much cheap government-subsidized food. The people that are really starving and are ones who are starving for actual nutrition and minerals, you know, obese people who are getting all these empty calories. But I was in Walmart the other day, and I saw this thing. I'm trying to find it on my phone here. And there is a product shortage due to limited availability. We're experiencing product shortage across this category. And this was canned foods aisle. And it was kind of bare. I mean, it wasn't totally bare, but it was, like, kind of bare. And I had, I've been hearing some stuff about this, and I just happened to be in Walmart and saw it. So I guess there's been some crop failures. You might actually see something like that. But are people actually starving? I don't think so. I mean, even the homeless dudes that I see in Manchester, you know, they don't look malnourished.
They're not svelte.
No.
Yeah. So there's, let's see, the claim is there might be food in the pantry today, but there might not be tomorrow. So there is a risk that comes with waiting. Even if their parents promise to buy more of a certain food, sometimes that promise gets broken out of financial necessity. I'll go for that. Right? Like, sorry, there aren't going to be any more Fruity Bam Bams this week or whatever.
Well, and in my family, one thing is my mom would buy some Lucky Charms once in a while. And, you know, we knew the next day that there was only one bowl left in there. So usually who got to it first, you know,
yeah.
There was four kids,
yeah,
four boys, you know.
Tore into it.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, for kids who come from households headed by parents who are better educated. And by the way, that's an interesting point, is poor people are more likely to have more kids. So therefore, there's, you know, less guarantee that the food that they want in a household with more kids is even going to be there. So meanwhile, for kids who come from households headed by parents who are better educated and earn more money, likely fewer kids in the house, it's typically easier to delay gratification. Experience tends to tell them that adults that have resources and financial stability to keep the pantry well-stocked. And this is true. My son, you know, whatever his, if he manages to get some candy somehow, yeah, like he saves up his money and he buys himself a bag of candy. We're not going to eat it, or at least not much of it. So it's going to be there because there's only one kid. And even if these children don't delay gratification, they can trust that things will all work out in the end. Even if they don't get the second marshmallow, they can probably count on their parents to take them for ice cream instead. So there you go. 855-450-3733. What do you think about the marshmallow test? What do you think about the new marshmallow test and its results? Because I don't even know what to think here.
Interesting to see what the Amish kids did with this. I used to pay them in candy.
855-450-3733.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Jay.
Want to tell you about the AMP program. You can be like Roscoe S. is, and you can be an amplifier. You go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's A-M-P. AMP is an advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. And you can give us $5 a month. And what do you get? The satisfaction of knowing that you're helping support the, well, one of the most cost-effective ways to spread the ideas of liberty around the world, an organization that allows free speech on its airwaves, and that's pretty special. But you'll also get a few perks. We try to make it easier for amplifiers. There's a Facebook group and a few other things where you can chit-chat with, well, me and the other amplifiers.
Is there an AMP call-in line also?
There is an AMP call-in line. It doesn't get used much, and I wouldn't be able to tell you the number anyway. But, yes, well, I wouldn't have to tell you the number because we don't give it out. It's only given to amplifiers. So right. You can get more information at amp.freetalklive.com. Sign up, and you'll get the call-in line.
I think that's a great benefit, the AMP call-in line.
Well, I hope I see it flashing, but right now it's not flashing at this moment. Speaking of folks calling in, let's go to Dave calling in from Colorado. Normally Dave in New Hampshire, but now Dave in Colorado. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, it's funny. I've been away from New Hampshire for about a week and a half, and it's like the little people struggle against the government has heated up as soon as I left. So maybe I should leave more often, but.
How long are you going to be there for, Dave?
Oh, I'm not sure yet. My folks have requested my presence because my mother is in ill health.
Mm.
So
sorry to hear that.
It's a little bit dependent on her status, yeah.
And are you somewhere around Denver?
Nope, Colorado Springs.
Okay. Well, you're not too far from Denver. There's a great network of libertarians and anarchists in Denver. It's if you Google We Are Change Colorado, wearechangecolorado.org, you could find these guys. They meet up on Mondays. There's a Liberty on the Rocks. Actually, there's Liberty on the Rocks in Colorado Springs also, Boulder and Denver. They're pretty good
Liberty
place.
You'll okay.
Check that stuff out.
I'll look that up. Yeah, it's interesting. During the Ron Paul thing, there was a really active Colorado Springs Liberty community to hook up with. Now it's hard to find any of them. So, I don't know. But anyway... Yeah, the thing that was going on in New Hampshire that I wanted to talk about was this is one of the craziest things I've heard yet. Richmond, New Hampshire, according to the union leader, there's this guy named Alex Lentiff, I hope I'm saying that right, and he recently moved there, and he's like a military truck collector, so he has a collection of military trucks.
I love those. Who doesn't love that, right?
Yeah,
everybody loves to see an old military truck.
They are pretty interesting.
No, not everybody. Not the town of Richmond, New Hampshire, which is Gaydon, Greece. Now, you can't have those trucks. They're junky looking. You got to do this or that. So he tries to think, okay, so what I'll do is I'll try and sell some of the parts and reduce the amount of junk that's on the property, okay? Now, as soon as he started doing that, they said, now you're operating a business. You can't do that. And they took him to court. And additionally, they also punished him for not he applied for a permit so he could build a garage to cover the vehicles so they wouldn't be junky. And they stopped him from doing that, too. Apparently, according to the union leader, they wouldn't let him have the permit to build a garage to do what they were asking him to do.
Sounds like a lot of fun there in Richmond. Yeah?
Sounds like I need to become friends with this guy and chat with him a little bit. It sounds like this guy might be motivated to, get involved, maybe run for town council or town selectman there and, try to change some things, maybe not. But, these town bureaucrats, I mean, you got to stand up to them. These people got to stop rolling over, stop just, doing what they're told, and start demanding via public records request, how these guys have the authority to essentially rule your life.
Yeah. I guess there's two other bad things here. He can't even go to his own court to deal with this. He has to go out of town, like out of county, because apparently there's some kind of conflict of interest at the Cheshire Court. The local county court. And then, I guess the other thing is, this guy is, he's like a ninja in terms of how much he's trying to do to be helpful and a good neighbor and do what the government wants him to. And he took some of the trucks and parked them at a neighbor's house so that they wouldn't be a problem. The neighbor got in trouble. So, how on earth, at least according to the union leader, all these things happen.
Yeah, I'm really surprised. I don't think of Richmond as a place that has a lot of rules as far as what you can do and what you can't. I lived outside of Keene, and the town I lived in wouldn't have had any rules at all that they could have gone after me if I'd decided to have a tank and a deuce and a half and whatever I wanted on my property. There wouldn't have been anything they could have said.
Probably what
I bought the property with a 59 Buick just rusting on it.
Probably what happened in Richmond, because it's so close to Massachusetts, a bunch of mass holes have come up and massed it up.
Yeah, they do mass it up.
Well, one other thing, you may have noticed if you've listened to the show like every night, for the last couple weeks, it seems like whenever I call, I've got this really cool union leader report just to pass on. And it seems like the quality of the reporting, or at least the fact that they're raising concerns about little people against the government, it seems like they're doing it a lot lately. And I just have to, take my hat off for once. To a mainstream press outlet, the union leader has never been terrible, but it seems like it's getting a little better.
Is this a particular author that's you've been picking this up from?
Well, I can't remember which. Okay, but this one is from someone I'm not that familiar with, Damian Fisher. But there was another report. There's another reporter that seems like I'm seeing more and more doing this kind of story, but I think it's Kimberly Hoffman or something like that. I can't remember exactly what her name is, but we complain so much about the media not standing up to the government, and it's nice to see something else happening.
Well, it is I like to see good things happening, but oftentimes it requires a situation where somebody's getting gone after, and that seems to be what's happening in this situation. I hope this guy can work something out and be able to keep his hobbies, his military vehicles, but we'll see.
Yeah, I think the first thing he needs to do is send a fee schedule to the town of Richmond, New Hampshire, letting them know that he requires $50,000 per hour each time the town of Richmond gives him an order. that's what I've done, because when men with guns order me to do something, I'm not going to not do what they tell me. They might torture or kill me or someone I love or even my dog. Well, they don't have a dog right now, but they're going to pay for it when they order me to do something. Now, I doubt I'll ever collect anything, but I'll certainly be able to put some dings on their bond rating when I do a claim against the town with the risk management division for, basically violating my rights and, ordering me to do something. And I charge $50,000 an hour to work for government, and if they don't want to pay me that, they need to renegotiate the price or not give me any orders.
You know, I've always thought that that kind of line with the government would be more effective if the amount charged were a little bit less ludicrous. Like if you were just trying to say, okay, I just want reimbursement for my time. I want $20 an hour. It's not an unreasonable request. If you expect my time filling out this paperwork, I expect that money. I think people would probably support that position a lot more strongly than the one that you're making.
If they don't want to pay the $50,000 per hour, I put right in my fee schedule, please contact me. We'll renegotiate the rate. Or don't give me any orders. When they order you to do something, there's nothing you can do except for carry out the order or eat a bullet, as far as I'm concerned. So I got to put a price on what it's worth for me to be interrupted from whatever I'm doing for an hour or so, even if it's several hours, and it's got to be $50,000. I mean, I'll do it for $20,000, $30,000, or $40,000 if they want to come back with a counter offer.
I wish I could get Jay for $20 an hour at my house. I've got a lot of things that you could do at $20 an hour, pal.
I'm pretty – yeah, I've been – just turning down work. I gotta get this roof on the house. I got a baby coming.
Yep.
You know, I got stuff to do.
Congratulations. Dave, thanks for the call.
Thanks,
guys. 855-450-3733. Know anything about this baby?
No, we don't know anything about the sex or anything. It's too early yet.
Okay.
But we got confirmation that it's at a healthy point right now.
Okay. So. We got a date?
Sometime in February.
Okay, that's good. That's something to know about the baby. Yep. We got a heartbeat?
Yep, got a heartbeat. Yep.
Oh, I love those things.
Got to see it jump around on the monitor a little bit with the ultrasound. That was a surreal moment for me. I mean, I was like, wow. You know, it's just like, I got goosebumps. I'm getting goosebumps now thinking about it.
Well, I think it's wonderful, and it'll be a big change of life for you, no doubt, and that'll be very exciting. And I must say, I give you complete dispensation to name the child after me.
Oh, thank you.
The number 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom, here on Free Talk Live.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.